Hello, dear friend, dear meditator. Welcome back to the podcast Meditation with Raphael. I am your host, your guide, and as always, I am truly honored to be part of your journeys. If you enjoy these meditations, you might also enjoy getting a new meditation every day. I post daily meditations on the Premium Apple podcast as well as on Patreon. By becoming a patron, you get daily downloadable meditations, as well as exclusive videos and content, monthly Zoom meetings with me, Q&A sessions, and special discounts on upcoming courses and meditation retreats. Not only will you enjoy all these perks, you will be supporting the channel in our mission to simplify and demystify meditation, transcendence, and awakening, and spread these beautifully simple techniques to the world. So please, do have a look and sign up now on www.patreon.com/RaphaelReiter. That's Patreon, patreon.com/RaphaelReiter. Or directly on the premium version of this podcast, available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. I also have a free letter that I send out once a week, where I share thoughts on meditation, mindfulness, self-transcendence, and living a great life, as well as news on the content I post on the podcast, on YouTube, and on the blog. You can sign up for free directly on my website, www.RaphaelReiter.com. All the links and information are available in the show notes for this episode, so without further ado, let us begin on today's meditation. Make sure you won't be disturbed during the entirety of this meditation. Give yourself a little time buffer for the end, as I will share an idea, a quote, something for you to contemplate on, to ponder, to journal about, maybe to share in the comments below some of your thoughts, how you resonate on what will be said. Make sure that you won't have to jump right after this meditation to your next task. Simply, you'll be able to sit and let yourself be. Experience who you really are at your most natural state, when you're still and calm, and have a calm energy in you. When you realize what is true, what is an illusion, what is important, and what is just a fleeting thought, a fleeting emotion, fleeting feeling. Sit nice and comfortably, as you were, if you would be right now, the best version of yourself. So nice and straight, nice and tall, taking space up and down, horizontally, vertically, sitting with dignity, imagining a string pulling you up from the top of your head, shoulders relaxed, finding your center. If you're having difficulties finding your center, it simply means that your body is in balance so that you can hold yourself without any muscular tension. And so your head is simply there on your neck, chilling out, being what it could be, what it must be, allowing you what you must be, allowing you to be what you must be, to live with your purpose, to live with your duties. And so lean forward, backwards, left and right, until you feel that center when you're sitting on your two sit bones. You'll just feel ease and effortlessness. If you need to breathe, breathe. Probably need to breathe. Close your eyes if you've not done so already. Hands to the heart, either in a praying position or flat on the chest, whatever feels more natural to you, more comfortable. There are no rules. If there would be rules, they would be made by me, my ideas, my, you know, it's all fiction. So do what feels right, not in your mind, in your heart. Trust your instincts, trust your feelings, trust your senses, all of them. We'll dedicate this session to someone. It can be anybody that you choose to do so. Very easy. Nice big deep breath in through the nose. And as we release the air, we project our gratitude, our love, our appreciation towards that person. Phew, this is making me yawn. If you need to yawn, yawn. Don't induce any kind of resistance. Simply be. I'm often asked, what if I fall asleep? Well, if you fall asleep, it means you're tired. Sleep. But I'm going to be late. But is this really that important? Maybe the answer is yes. Probably it's no. If you don't have time, just create time. And so right now, I will start introducing the vibration. It'll be very soft. You won't be able to hear it right now, unless you have super human hearing. When you do find it, put your attention, your focus and awareness on that vibration. This vibration will contain binaural beats, which is simply, it's a very simple phenomena of the friction between two frequencies, that there'll be one on your left ear, one on your right ear. But don't try to go into trying to listen to those. No, if you hear them, listen. If you don't, that's okay. It is not really the sound that matters as much as the process of how you use this sound as an anchor so that your mind does not drift away. So that you regain control of your mind and therefore of your heart and of your soul and of who you are. Realizing what is true, what is an illusion, what is a human construct and what is nature. Most of your ideas are just ideas. And so when thoughts come, don't try to eliminate the thoughts. That will just create more thoughts and more friction, more resistance. And so very gently you'll go back to the vibration, putting it on the foreground of your mind. And when the sound disappears, you'll let it resonate naturally in your mind for a few extra moments. may now let go of the vibration. The meditation is over. Take a nice deep breath if you feel like it. And whenever you're ready, open your eyes. Stay there. Give yourself some gratitude and appreciation for having created this calm energy, this stillness, this peace. And take advantage of this beautiful opportunity to reflect on the important questions of life. And so stay seated right here, right now, at least for 4 or 5 minutes, doesn't matter how many minutes. Just learn to sit in peace. And before I leave you, I would like to give you a quote by Bryant McGill. And you can contemplate on this, you can journal about it, you can write how that resonates with you in the comments section below. He says, I quote, "Your calm mind is the ultimate weapon against your challenges. So relax." End of quote. Yes. You can only do great things with a still mind, with a healthy mind. This is what the Stoics believed. This is what the Greeks believed. Indeed. If there's chaos in your mind, there'll be chaos in your life. And so relax. Don't have the urge right now to move, to leave, to get up, to do your next item on the to-do list. Stay there, stay seated. For no other purpose than just being present, experiencing life, noticing the sounds around you. Maybe they're pleasant, maybe they're unpleasant, doesn't matter, it's a whole ecosystem. Don't be distracted by such frivolous things as ideas and a neighbor coughing or a car passing by. Calm your mind. Relax. This is not difficult. It is easy. It's just something that we've forgotten. But this is our natural self right there. Breathe. Thank you so much for being here today, for taking the time, and giving yourself the opportunity, the gift of being present in the moment and experiencing the core of who you really are. Remember that it doesn't matter if today was deep or not deep, it is all part of a process. The important thing is to keep practicing and to make your mindfulness and meditative practices as consistent as you can. If you're interested, remember that you can have access to daily meditations with me, as well as other cool perks by becoming a supporter of Meditation with Raphael on Patreon. Have a look at the links in the show notes for the Patreon page, the premium Apple Podcast page, the links to the blog, the free weekly letter, and ways to get in touch with me. I always love hearing from you, so do not hesitate to send me a message on Twitter or Instagram, or directly on my email. Until next time, remember that I see you, I feel you, and I appreciate you. Take care. Bye-bye.